wasted youth, singing to a crucifix. You just wanted to get your fix. I remember when you stole my s- I'll never forget that.
You are listening to WONY 90.9 FM, Oneonta, New York.
I'm Jose. I work construction. My day starts at 4 a.m. Life's tight, but I eat right by choosing one day a week to prep multiple meals with healthy recipes. Then I freeze the extra. I save money by bringing lunch to work. Then dinner is already made. Life just got easier, and I have more time to spend with my family. To learn how to eat right when life's tight, visit snapedny.org to learn more.
SNAP-Ed is funded by USDA Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP. This institution is an equal opportunity provider.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Monday, February 23rd, the Black History Month film series has its final showing at 6 p.m. in the Sergi Lee Hall. Also on Monday, Chuck's Comedy Club has Jonathan Van Hellem at 9 p.m. in the Waterfront at Hunt Union. On Tuesday, February 24th, Trivia Tuesday is happening at the Red Dragon Theater in Hunt Union at 9 p.m. On Wednesday, February 25th, join the RSO in the showing of the documentary Brothers of the Blacklist, happening at 6:30 p.m. in the Sergi Freedom Room. On Thursday, February 26th, join Film Club as they present Little Miss Sunshine in the Red Dragon Theater in Hunt Union at 6 p.m. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connection. Have a great week, everyone. Keep it locked.
It's medleys, 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 mixes, 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 and Maddie B. Sorry, guys. That was me trying something new. Let me know what you thought down in the comments below. Guys, welcome back, guys. You're listening to WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta, and this is your host, DJ Maddie B, of the show Medleys, Mixes, and Maddie B. Guys, crazy, crazy news. This is our 10th episode officially. Literally, officially, woo! Claps in the studio. It's just me. But yes, it's our 10th episode. I cannot believe this. I'm not going to get too sentimental, not going to get too sappy, what have you. But guys, truly, I enjoy doing this so much. I mean, seriously, I'm in it for the love of the game, my love of music, and I love to yap. And this is the perfect way to bring those two things together. This is the intersection of my joy, pretty much. But I thought, you know, with this monumentous, okay, and now is that a word? Monumental, momentous. I just combined two words. Can we think about that intersection as well? With this momentous occasion, I figured we should probably run back and do a Maddie B's greatest hits. Now you're like, okay, what does that even mean though? I'll break it down for you. As we all well know, most streaming app platforms give you like a replay of some sort, like what was your most streamed kind of stuff. And I was like, I just want you guys to know the real me. So I was like, let me like do some laborious work here and just scroll through like, I think it's like a top 100 of like every single year. And I just scrolled through, which by the way, was honestly like kind of hurt my heart a little bit. I was like, this is so cringe. Like I was like, what was I listening to in like 2018? What was I doing, by the way? But I went through, I selected some bangers for ya. This might have to be a two-parter. I'm not sure. Maybe at like episode 20, if we get that far, I will do like, I mean, at that point might be the end. I don't even know if we'll make it to the end of the semester. We shall see. But I'll do a part two and I'll be like, all right guys, like here comes the other half of my life pretty much. We have an interesting mix today. I don't know if I have a true descriptor for you other than Maddie B's greatest hits. I mean, we're really going all over the place. And then obviously we'll end it off with something new to me, something new to you. And I kind of broke my own rules a little bit, but hey, they're my rules, so I can break them. The last two songs, one of them is from my most streamed, one of them isn't, but I put it on there because I have an exciting announcement of a show that I'm going to see with my friends, but you'll have to stay tuned to find out who, what could the show be? What possibly, what concert could this be? I shall reveal it by the end. Whoa. I shall reveal it by the end of this episode. But starting off strong, guys, raise your hand if you've seen the Twilight Saga, and I'll wait for just a second. See some hands. I'm not seeing any hands in the studio alone. Gotcha again. But yes, if you're raising your hand at home, then you know ball, period. But this is from Twilight Saga Breaking Dawn Part 1, if you know what that means. If you know, you know. This is Sister Rosetta, the 2011 version by the Noisettes. And this was from a replay playlist from, I think, 2018. This is really far back for me. I mean, I'm not that unk, but I'm not that yunk. So is that really too far in the grand scheme of time? I don't know. But this is a long time ago for me. I still listen to this song today. This is such a banger, truly. But this song just got the vibes. And I want you to imagine, like, middle school me just, like, walking down the hallway, like this blasting in my ears, like, I'm so cool. Like, the teachers love me. The kids love me. Let's go. So just imagine that while you're listening to Sister Rosetta, 2011 version by the Noisettes.
Lights and symbols, wings of twilight. And if I was you, I'd use them. You were holding on dry. And we'll compliment each other just like Satan and Christ. Baby! Your ass girlfriend, sling his hook and don't make your girl smile. Cause baby, when I am laid in earth, then my love will remain like your kiss blew me away. I'm just a dumbbell. Sister Rosetta is pain, the congregation is pain. Drinking in the house with no name. Catching the
That song just made me realize that I was so tough in middle school. Can we appreciate how tough I was in middle school? Why was I listening to, like, some hardcore stuff? Like, I was riding the bus at, like, 7 in the morning listening to that on my iPod. That's crazy. But not too crazy because I still listen to it. So, good to see that I haven't changed in that many ways. But yes, that was Sister Rosetta, 2011 version by the Noisettes from, obviously, the Twilight Saga. Moving on. I noticed, I wouldn't say it's not a trend nor an outlier, but there was significant data that showed that in, Oh my gosh, I'm forgetting the year. Guys, bear with me. I'm stalling. By the way, can we talk about how cold it's been? Like, bone-chillingly cold. Like, I've been so cold. Wow, I'm still stalling. I cannot seem to find this. Okay, I found it. Sorry, that was a long stall, but I had to get the correct info for my listeners. In 2020, on my replay playlist, I am being serious. Of the top 15 songs, I think 13 of them were Harry Styles songs. So clearly that is the year that I discovered Mr. Styles. Yes, give him his claps, Mr. Styles. But also, what's with the ticket prices? Not to be controversial. Anyways, moving on. I was obsessed. I was enthralled. And what's crazy is I wasn't even super into like 1D. Like, I was not into the One Direction. I was not a Directioner. No hate. They made great music. But I was not into them. So then I didn't even know. I obviously, like, everyone knew who Harry Styles was, but I was like, I'm not really tapped in like that. And then he came out with Sign of the Times and I was hearing it on the radio. Shout out radio, by the way. And I was like, wait a minute. Oh my, this guy knows how to make a good song. I was like, maybe I need to tap in. So I did tap in. And at that time, only his first album was out, his titular album, Harry Styles, called Harry Styles. And I was like, oh my gosh, I really like this style of music. I really like Mr. Harry Styles. So I started listening. And then Fine Line came out, which is his second album. And when that came out, I was like, oh, he's got me. Oh, he's got me good. And I was supposed to see him on Love on Tour, but then COVID happened. So that was just a whole mess. But I never ended up getting to see him. I still would love to. Unfortunately, I'm not made of money, so I could not see him on this tour. But what can you do? Maybe one day a girl can dream. But this song, I believe, was my number one song from that year. And that makes sense because the song is a banger. Truly, through and through, it's a banger. Have you guessed it? It is Carolina by Harry Styles from his album Harry Styles. Once again, this is not middle school. 2020, that's going to land me right about freshman in high school, actually. We're really going back here. And once again, I'm the type of girl where I am prancing down the hallway with my earbuds in, okay? So imagine me, freshman, scared out of my mind to be a freshman in high school, by the way, because everyone was so tall and scary. And I was like, Harry Styles, help me pull through. So I was listening to his music to help me pull through. And it worked. I had this song blasted in my earbuds. I had Only Angel blasted in my earbuds. And I was like, I am so powerful. Thank you, Harry Styles, for this power trip. Thank you very much. So I hope that you're able to experience this sense of power trip as we listen to Carolina by Harry Styles from his titular album, Harry Styles.
Carolina, so far away, but she says I remind her of home, feeling oh so far from home. She never saw herself as a West Coaster, moved all the way cause her grandma told her towns better swim before you drown. Situation gets into parties without invitations out.
like those little sound bites in the back. Oh, yeah. Da-da. Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. That really took me back. There was a distinct period in my life where, like, I was just hitting shuffle on his albums and just letting it roll. Like, it was no skips. Truly no skips. Like, that was all I was listening to for a very long time. So, thank you, Harry Styles, for becoming the soundtrack of my part of my adolescence. Thank you for that. Moving on. Now, I wouldn't consider this out of character for me, but I guess I listened to this next song more than I realized. Because I really do like Clairo. Do not get me wrong. I'm a Clairo head just as much as the next guy, truly. But I guess I don't necessarily go out of my way to listen to her stuff. It's just when something kind of catches my attention, I'm like, add it to the playlist. But I guess Sophia by Clairo from her album Immunity must have left a larger dent in my ear than I realized. Because this was like, I think this was in two or three years of replay playlists, like truly 2 or 3 years consecutively. So I was like, wow, Sophia, I mean, that really, it must have impacted me in a way that I'm not truly even aware of. This is one of those songs that, like, when I'm in the car with my sister and she's like, okay, you can't have aux, but you can pick something from my playlist to play that you like, that I like. And I'm like, all right, like, I guess it's like a fair trade, but like, I am like the passenger princess, so I should be able to play whatever I want, but whatever, like, you're driving, it's your gas, whatever. So when I scroll through her playlist and it is escaping me at the moment, I'm sorry, I'm laughing. I love you so much, Abby. I think her playlist name is just Feels Good or something. Like, it's just like the good vibes. And I think I play this probably 9 times out of 10 when I'm in her car. So I'm like, maybe like subconsciously, like, it's seeping its way into my own rotation. And that's why it's been on the replay so many times. But I mean, all things aside, this is just a really good song. Lyrically, I crave more. Dare I say, lyrically, I crave more. Not in all of her songs, but this one specifically, I could use a little bit more from her. And also, I think this is one of those songs that I've, like, attempted to play on the guitar, and I'm like, oh, so it's just 2 chords. Oh, so the whole song is just, like, 2 chords. Which is fine. A 2-chord song can smash. It can be a banger, okay? Like, it's fine. However, I do crave more, and I will leave it at that, and that's okay. This is still a really great song otherwise, so we're going to listen to it, obviously, because it's my show. But again, this is going to be Sophia by Clairo from her album Immunity. And as always, I hope that you enjoy. Thank you. I love the way I've listened to that song a lot. I still listen to it. It's still on my rotation, still on my playlist. But I never realized I think my favorite part of that song is the way that she overlays those two contrasting lines. The I think we could do it if we try, and then I think we could. Or then she's like, do it, do it. Anyways, I'm not trying to break it down for you right now. But I really like the way she contrasts those two lines. I really love the way that sounds. Great job, Claro. Thank you very much for fueling my life. Moving on, guys. Now, before I even attempt to tell you what this next song is, I just want to preface, this is a deep cut. And if I were to say I'm still listening to it, that would be the truth. I am still listening to it. Guys, I'm like scared. Guys, this is the Living Tombstones' My Ordinary Life. Now, take a moment. We can just take a moment. We're taking a breath. If you do know this song, then I know you're one of my people. And even if you don't know it, you're still my people, but hear me out. I am still a nerd, but truly in middle school and high school, I was a nerd, like proud nerd. And I don't mean that derogatory in any sort of way or form or shape. Like, but truly, like, I was in the thralls of nerddom. And this song was the soundtrack of my nerddom. I don't know how to preface this song. It is goofy. It is wacky. But man, is it catchy. Once again, those cats are cooking. So truly, all I can say is we're going to listen to My Ordinary Life by the Tombstone and just hope that you're still going to listen after this point. But if we can make it past this hurdle, then I promise you everything else can be a cakewalk. Gonna be a cakewalk, I tell you. So here comes My Ordinary Life by the Living Tombstone. And as always, I hope that you enjoy.
So I let it grow. I tell them take it easy. They laugh and tell me no. It's cool, but I don't see them laughing at my money though. They spitting facts at me. I'm spitting tracks, catch me. I'm spitting gold on my records. No, you can't combat me. They tell me Jesus walks. I tell them money talks. Blink, got me chill, cause I'm living in an icebox. They tell me I've been slipping. I say I'm wide awake. Tracks hot and ready, so they call me Missing Easy Bank. They say the grass is greener. I think my grass is dank. Driving with the drank on an empty tank to the bank. Do you feel me? Take a look. I'm a brain. The people always give up, but it always feels the same. That's the beauty of the champagne. The haters wanna hurt me, and I'm laughing at the pain.
Gate cell, eyes closed, let the world just pass me by. Baby bells, eyes closed, if I fall, I think I'll die. Touch me, bite us, make me part of your desire.
Stories to tell friends about the things I said. They tell me I'm so humble, I say I'm turning red. They let me lie to them and don't feel like they've been misled. They give so much to me, I'm losing touch, get me? Served on a silver platter, ask for seconds, they just let me. They tell me I'm a god, I'm lost in the facade. 6 feet off the ground, at all times I think I'm feeling odd. No matter what I make, they never see mistakes. Making so much bread, I don't care that they're just being fake. They tell me they're below me, I act like I'm above. The people blend together, but I would be lost without their love. Can you hear me? Have I gained too much? When you become untouchable, you're unable to touch. Is there a real me? Pop the champagne. It hurts me just to think, am I doomed to pain?
Staying still, eyes closed, let the world just pass me by. Baby bells, eyes closed, if I fall, I think I'll die. Touch me, bite us, make me part of your desire. My music.
is left behind. I know the world is made of love, so I am willing here to find. Let go, I feel beautiful the very last time.
And if I said that I most certainly tried to and successfully learned how to play that flute line on my flute, what then? What then if I say that I did that? Because I did. Because I did. Guys, if you didn't know this about me, I was in band from roughly fourth grade all the way to senior year in high school. And what then? And what then did I tell you that I was first chair flute player? And what then? Wow. This is deep cuts, guys. Truly deep cuts. I'm not ashamed of that song. I think that song is so catchy. I can never get out of my head. If someone plays, I say, let it play. Let it play. We can never skip My Ordinary Life by The Living Tombstone. Moving on. Also, The Living Tombstone are the geniuses who gave us a Five Nights at Freddy's song, just so we're clear. Anyways, now we can move on to The Gorillaz. Yes, The Gorillaz. There were many songs I could have chose from here, from the playlists, from the replay playlists. Because I was listening to a lot of Gorillaz, you know, circa 2021. A lot of it. So it was hard to pick. But I was like, you know what? It's coming up. 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 It's there. Oh! So we're going to be listening to Dare by The Gorillaz featuring Sean Ryder and, I'm sorry, Roses, name got cut off there, Roses Gabor, might be if I mispronounce that. This is such a good song. This is from their album Demon Days. Please listen to it. If you haven't, please listen to it right now. Except don't tune off the show, but make sure you listen to it at some point. This song needs no introduction. This is such a good song. So I'm just going to let the music roll. Okay, here comes Dare by The Gorillaz from their album Demon Days.
Coming out, coming out, coming out, coming out, coming out. It's there.
Down.
That really, really brings me back to high school. Not just specifically that song, but just Gorillaz in general. I had a lot of different friends in high school, but one specifically, when we'd hang out at her house, her dad had this, like, just absolutely decked out, like studio thing in their basement. I mean, his boards were extensive. Like, oh my gosh, beat pads, the monitor, the whole nine. Like, he had all the stuff, and it was just a hobby. Like, it was just a hobby for him. Like, I thought that was so cool. Such a cool family, anyways. Great friend, too. But, that was so cool. And I just remember he was a really, really big Gorillaz fan. So whenever we'd hang out, we listened to Gorillaz ourselves. I showed other people Gorillaz. I'm basically a Gorillaz evangelist. Oh my gosh, guys, my stutter is back. Evangelist. Is that the right word? Did I just use the wrong word? We're not going to talk about it. Moving on. Gorillaz, I love you. Moving on to Panic at the Disco. Here we go. Another banger. I played some Panic on the Disco on the show before. Panic on the Disco. We could do that too, but it's Panic at the Disco. Thank you. I played them on the show before. This is like centerfold. This is quintessential me. I'm not going to even address Brendon Urie. Sorry, bro. I can't even talk about him. But the music is just, it stands by itself. It's a standalone. I love their music. This isn't even off my favorite album of theirs. My favorite is probably Vices and Virtues. This is Too Weird to Live, Too Rare to Die! ! Just to make sure that people know that he's too weird to live, too rare to die. He wanted them to know. But this is going to be Vegas Lights by Panic at the Disco from Too Weird to Live, Too Rare to Die. I cannot even tell you the first time I heard this song. I think I was just like going through the discography, just going through the motions, shuffling the album, see what stuck. And I just heard this and I was like, oh yeah, oh you're coming home with me. You're coming home with me. And it did. And it's still in my playlist and I listen to it frequently. So here comes some Vegas Lights by Panic at the Disco from their album, Too Weird to Live, Too Rare to Die. So tell me your life has been changed. Yes or no, 1, 2, 3 in the comments. And I see the chat's rolling in. They're rolling in. They're rolling in. Yep. And lives were changed. Thank you very much. Again, that was Vegas Lights by Panic at the Disco from their album Too Weird to Live, Too Rare to Die. For the sake of time, because I do fear I have two, I have one fairly long song that I really want to listen to. You know what? Here's what we're going to do. We're going to do a little bit of flip-flop. And the song that I was supposed to play next, we're going to push it down by 2 or 3 songs. And if time allows, we shall listen to it. Because it's a fun one and it's a short one. But for the sake of time, I want to make sure we get to everything else that I really want to get to. So I'm very sorry, but we shall see if we hear that. But moving on, 2 songs down. Remember when I told you earlier in this episode that I had an announcement for you guys of a show or a concert that I may or may not be seeing that I'm very excited for? Do you remember? Yes, of course you remember. Thank you very much. We have attentive listeners. We have active listeners in the chat. Thank you. But guys, here we go. 1, 2, 3. Here's my new hair. Guys, that was a niche reference. I'm sorry. But yes, guys, I am so excited to announce that this is like not that serious. Why am I acting like this is that? Okay. It's serious to me. It's serious to me. I will be in attendance at the Scotiabank Arena on July 25th seeing Joe X Tame Impala. Guys, we won the war. We won the war. Guys, I am beyond ecstatic. I cannot believe it. Because as you guys may or may not know, if I'm an evangelist of anything, it's Joe. It's Tame Impala too, but it's Joe. I have already spent so much breath exacerbating how much I'm just obsessed with his music. I love him as an actor and as a person too, but his music, I'm like, nothing has ever made my ear, like nothing has soothed my eardrums quite like his music does. So I have 2 selections, 1 Tame Impala song, 1 Joe song. I'm going to say this in earnest. The Joe song was not on my replay. However, this is Maddie B's greatest hits, and it would not be Maddie B's greatest hits without a Joe song because he's just so important to me. So we're going to make it's a caveat. It's for him. We're making an exception, okay? We're making an exception. So the Tame Impala song that I have selected was from my replay. I think this is on my replay multiple years because I just really, really like the song. I think The Slow Rush is my favorite album of his. Yes, the song is off The Slow Rush. Okay, spoilers, might be. This is going to be One More Hour by Tame Impala from The Slow Rush. Again, this is one of those songs that, like, I can remember hearing it for the first time. I think I was driving. Well, I was not driving. I hadn't had my driver's license yet. My friend was driving. She was like, oh, did this listen to Tame Impala? And I was like, yeah, I know a couple of his songs. Like, yeah, he's great. She was like, have you heard this song? And I was like, no, I don't think so. Like, play it. And she played it. And I sat back in my seat and I said, oh my gosh, this is changing everything. Like, whoa, my brain chemistry shifting as we speak. It's going to shift again when I listen to it, in a few seconds. But this song is just like, it's impactful. I think that's the best word I could use to describe it. It's an impactful song. If he plays this at the show, I'm done. You're going to have to call someone because it's going to be an emergency and I'm not going to be okay. In the best way though. So yeah, this is going to be One More Hour by Tame Impala from his album, The Slow Rush. And truly, I hope that you enjoy this song.
Just a rumor right before
I'm
I'll give you a second because I know that that was a lot. I know that that was more than a lot, actually. That was just, that was crazy. I had a very profound thought, not to be too woke or what may have you. I obviously am a lover of music. I want to work in the industry. Music is really the thing that drives me in life. And it's not that I find dismay in our current industry, our current market of music. I just think that a lot of what I hear today are thoughts. They're half thoughts. It was kind of, this is a good thought. I like this, write this down, make it a song. When I listen to Tame Impala's music, that sounds like a fully fleshed out idea to me. He spared no expense. He tapped into, he looked at that thought he had from every possible angle. He reintroduced the thought. He saw the other, like, I'm getting a little too philosophical here, but even though that is a 7-minute song, there's not a second I was bored. He just kept introducing new aspects, new ideas, new motifs. I was like, oh my gosh, like he really took that idea and just ran with it as far as literally was humanly possible. And that's what all of his music is to me. And I have so much admiration for him. And I am just so excited. I am just floored that I'm going to get to see him live. So that's my point on Tame Impala. On the flip, let me not get too crazy, because we know that Joe is my man, okay? Like, this is my main man here, okay? I can't get too crazy with that. I can't be talking too much about how much I love his music. We'd be here for too long, and we only have so much time. Limited time. Okay, time is a scarce resource. They teach you that in economics. Moving on. My Joe song that I've selected today is from his first album, 2020. This is going to be Flash Mountain. Now, I'd say out of all of his albums, I love all of them. I'm not going to rank them. I love all of them. Actually, I might have said another episode. The other one was my favorite. I'm sorry. But I haven't listened to this one as much, simply because other ones just catch my attention more. But I was just shuffling. I have a playlist that just, it's his entire discography, and I just shuffle it when I want to listen to something. And I was listening to this song, and it just struck me in a new way. And I was like, wait, whoa, 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 like, let me hear that again. And I listened to it again, and I was like, oh my gosh, I really like this song. And then I dove back into the album, and I was like, oh my gosh, it felt like I was listening to it again for the first time. And I want you guys to experience that today. Because I'm assuming he is very popular, but I don't know that many people, I don't know, this is definitely not one of his most popular songs, but I listened to it and I was like, okay, yeah, this is hitting different. So for all of you, I want this to hit different. So allow the different to hit and let it hit different. Here's Flash Mountain by Joe from 2020.
You're on your own, Flash Mountain is getting you up, that's right. You're on your own, Flash Mountain is getting you up, that's right. You're on your own, Flash Mountain is kicking you up, that's right. You're on your own, Flash Mountain is kicking you up, that's right. I said Flash Mountain is kicking you up, that's right. I don't want it.
the best way. You're on your own, flash panties, giving you a best way. You're on your own, flash panties, giving you a best way. You're on your own, flash panties, giving you a best way.
And you know, a Flash Mountain isn't getting you up, that's right. And that's right. Guys, I really hope you like that. And again, upon listening to it again, because I keep playing the song, I'm like, gosh, once again, that's a fully fleshed out idea. That is a fully fleshed out musical idea to me, merely perspective. We're limited on time here. We're going to end it off with Song That's New to Me, Song That's New to You. This is going to be Paranoia by Spill Tab and Boy Life from their album Angie, Angie, Angie. This was described to me as alt R&B soul. We'll see if it lives up to that expectation. But if I don't catch you on the flip of this, guys, please have a safe, warm, exciting week. Thank you so much for listening. And as always, this has been your pleasured host, DJ Maddie B. Here comes Paranoia by Spill Tab and Boy Life from Angie, Angie, Angie.
Gone. I lost her to the night when we were walking home. I don't really need to know more than I already do. It don't make it easier if both of us won't be the paranoia. Why won't you share what is going on?
Take our time in this.
You can be selfish too.
It's not just something I do. I know that you feel it too.
Stayed like this forever, but you spite that, telling me I keep you down and that everyone around you says that's back up the call when I need to. But no one else makes me feel right. I can't hide that. I swear I'm coming right back.
Thank you. What's up, everyone? It's time to answer today's 10-second question. All right, you ready? Here we go. What radio station are you listening to? Time's almost up. 3, 2, 1. The correct answer is WONY Oneonta 90.9 FM Red Dragon Radio. Don't forget to keep it locked.
Do you know how important the